Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: Walking in Truth. Chapter 5. The Lord Jesus Christ is the truth. When we start to see that God is the foundation of every Christian, also regarding the calling to walk in the truth, something interesting to be observed in the scriptures is that in them, we find even more texts relating the truth directly to Christ than to the Heavenly Father Himself. And the fact that the scriptures associate Christ so strongly with the truth is not a difficult point to grasp, for the scriptures themselves inform us that the Heavenly Father is revealed to the world in His beloved Son and to Christians according to the glory reflected in the face of Christ. A subject widely discussed in the theme The Gospel of the Glory of God and the Glory of Christ, and of which we recall some texts below. John 12, 45. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. John 14, 9. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father, so how can you say, Show us the Father? 2 Corinthians 4, 6. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. In Christ Jesus, we can explicitly see that truth is much more than a concept or a set of concepts and information that are true or sincerely spoken. In Christ Jesus, truth is personified, as follows. John 14, 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Therefore, if no one comes to the Heavenly Father except through Christ Jesus and Christ Jesus is the truth, it also means that no one reaches the Heavenly Father except through the truth. Thus, Christ Jesus, as the truth, is the one who instructs people in the truth so that they can come to have a two-sided relationship with the Heavenly Father. Disassociated from the living relationship with Christ in the most diverse moments of life, people will inevitably lack the truth or the essential aspects of the truth. For since life is highly dynamic, there is no way for human beings to register the truth about all the facts of their lives, or there is no way they can make endless manuals that will contain the instructions of the truth for the entire universe of details of what they should believe, what they should not believe, and what they should do in every moment of their lives. In this way, since the Lord Jesus Christ is the truth that can be accessed and known even in the midst of the dynamics of an individual's life, He is the source of wisdom and instruction in truth for all the needs that a Christian may have in one's life. Since Christ is the truth, there is no aspect of life for which Christ is not the source of truth. That is, even if people do not believe in Christ or do not recognize Him as the eternal Lord, everything that is known in the world that is according to the truth is only known because the Heavenly Father allowed it to be known through the Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 2, 2-3. That their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So, by fellowship with Christ, a Christian can have access to the inexhaustible source of truth to be instructed in the truth concerning the most diverse aspects that one may need. 1 Corinthians 2, 15-16. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is both the truth and true in everything. The Lord Jesus Christ is the truth, and in everything He does, He acts according to the truth and righteousness, as also attested in the following texts. Revelation 3, 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These things says He who is holy, He who is true, He who has the key of David, He who opens and no one shuts, and no one opens. Revelation 3, 14. And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Revelation 19, 11. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. Furthermore, the Lord Jesus Christ was given to us by the Heavenly Father as the eternal truth to eternally reveal the truth and the love of the truth, including the truth that by the works of the law, such as the law of Moses, no human being can achieve salvation, as follows. John 1, verses 14 and 17. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Galatians 2, 16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law but by faith in Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Christ Jesus, that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law no flesh shall be justified. Therefore, every Christian who wants to know the glory of God and Christ should, then, likewise want to know the facet of the glory of the truth that is in Christ Jesus. Unfortunately, however, many people have longed to reach the grace and glory of God without also desiring the truth or without paying due attention to the fact that there is no way to separate one aspect from the other, thus despising the immutable fact that the grace and glory of the Lord always work in the company of the truth as we mentioned earlier. Expressing the above point still under the angle of the anointing of God in the life of a Christian, we can notice that the Scriptures, also in this way, teach us that the grace of God and the glory of the Lord deposited in the heart of the Christian together with Christ Jesus or by the presence of the Spirit of the Lord in a person's life always act in line with the truth and never operates in falsehood, as can be seen below. 1 John 2, 27. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. Also in all his ministry while he was in the flesh among human beings, the Lord Jesus Christ only acted on behalf of what is according to the truth and righteousness that come from the heavenly kingdom, which was recognized and witnessed by many, even by those who expressly opposed him, as the following texts exemplify. Matthew 22, 16. And they sent to him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Teacher, we know that you are true, and teach the way of God in truth, nor do you care about anyone, for you do not regard the person of men. Psalms 45, 2-7. You are fairer than the sons of men, grace is poured upon your lips, therefore God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one, with your glory and your majesty. And in your majesty ride prosperously because of truth, humility, and righteousness, and your right hand shall teach you awesome things. Your arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, the peoples fall under you. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever, a scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness and hate wickedness, therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. Thus, either in the condition of Son of Man or in his position of King of Kings and Lord of Lords, announced by the Heavenly Father to the world when he raised Christ Jesus from the dead, the Lord and King Jesus Christ permanently or in everything acts according to the truth. An aspect that also gives him full authority to call Christians to walk in him continually, having him as their truth, the love of the truth in them, and the support to walk in everything in the truth of the Lord.